A project to demolish an iconic overpass in Timmins is in its fourth week. The now familiar banging sounds as crews chip away at the concrete structure are once again ringing through the downtown core. Half of the overpass has been removed, with the west side remaining intact. The city expects there is one more week of demolition and one week of cleanup for the overpass part of this year's connecting link work, which includes leveling out the road where the overpass is. Here's what the area looked like this afternoon, April 22. Crews worked to demolish the Timmins overpass on April 22, 2024. Major Hoggett, Timmins today. This is what the area looked like a week ago. Crews continue to tear down the east half of the Algonquin Boulevard overpass in Timmins. This is the progress of the project on April 15, 2024. Major Hoggett, Timmins today. This year's main connecting link work is from Balsam to Brunette. The Algonquin Boulevard road closure now starts at Balsam and extends to Brunette Road. Crews are removing asphalt through the downtown section, but there is a pedestrian crossing at Pine Street. The sidewalks on Algonquin will be open and safely blocked from the active construction area. The construction work means detours for traffic. The detour around the work is Brunette Road, 2nd Avenue and Mountjoy Street. The four-way stop intersections on 2nd Avenue at Balsam and Spruce are staying as is this year. There are also temporary stop lights that are flashing at 2nd and Brunette, which means it's working as a three-way stop. For heavy truck traffic, the detour goes around the downtown core. The route is Highway 655, La Forest Road, Airport Road, Lafleur and Shirley. The other connecting link projects this year are on the bridges at Porcupine River and Mattagami River. For this work, the city expects there will be temporary lane reductions starting sometime in May.